Today, indoor mask mandates return for several communities. Eric Lesser takes a run at the lieutenant governor post. Mayor Sarno names a successor to the city solicitor post. And Springfield sees a drop in emergency services personnel. It is all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you for spending a few moments with us midweek. It is Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. A winter snap of temperatures tightens its grip, and some snow may be in the picture at the end of the week. So here's how the forecast is shaping up for you today. Chance of rain or snow showers in the picture with a high of 44 degrees. Winds are south-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy, with a low of 30 degrees. The winds are light and variable. The ultraviolet index at 1, the humidity, 83%. Well, bright nights at Forest Park is now a thing of the past for this holiday season. But no rest for the weary at the Spirit of Springfield as they embark upon the odds and ends to put together their events for the new year. And they're continuous. And as this message from Judy Matt makes very clear, hello 2022. It is sure to be a great year. We have grand plans for all of our events, from the world's largest pancake breakfast in May to the 28th season of Bright Nights at Forest Park in November. There will be fireworks on July 4th, a gala in November, and it is our mission to see the Cat in the Hat return for the Parade of the Big Balloons. We look forward to celebrating all year with you and wishing you a happy, healthy, and joyful new year. Yesterday morning, State Senator Eric Lesser announced his intentions to run for Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts. The senator has four terms in the Senate from Western Mass and a strong record of legislative accomplishments under his belt. And he's based his decision to run quite simply on how impossible it's become to live in this state. And who is going to disagree? Mayor Dominic J. Sarno has named retired judge and former city solicitor John Payne to replace retiring city solicitor Edward Picula. As the mayor notes, quote, "As the longest-serving city senator in our city history, serving under my administration and that of my predecessor, the late Mayor Charlie Ryan's administration, too, Ed has been absolutely invaluable to our city and to me. He epitomizes a true public servant." In a statement within the last 24 hours, the mayor noted Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud and Fire Commissioner B.J. Calvi have informed me earlier this morning that we're currently down 10% of our public safety division between the Springfield Police Department and the Springfield Fire Department. I want to reassure our residents and business community that our emergency services, such as police, fire, health, building, and code, and DPW will continue to operate without interruption. Our brave and dedicated police and fire personnel will continue to receive and respond to calls, and the DPW will continue to collect trash and recycling. Those are the words of the Springfield mayor. Masks are now required for visitors and employees in Wilbraham Municipal Buildings. Employees will be required to wear masks when in common areas and when social distancing is not possible. Now, this applies to boards and commissions holding meetings in municipal buildings and members of the public who attend in person. Boards and commissions are encouraged to conduct meetings on a hybrid basis, utilizing the GoToMeeting platform. This requirement will be in place until February 1, 2022. And may be extended depending on further developments. Holyoke as well, mask or face covering shall be worn in City Hall and all municipal buildings in the city of Holyoke, and effective January 6, 2022, at 12:01 a.m. at all specified indoor spaces in the city of Holyoke, and the following policies and procedures must be implemented at all times at all specified places in the city of Holyoke. And now they go on for some time to delineate all of the policies and procedures And there are quite a few, and they're written in very expansive legalese, and you go to holyokemass.org to read them all if you'd like to read them or to download them and have them for your reference. I think this is going to be the situation for the coming months in various communities and cities and towns that will make this announcement. As one goes, they all tend to follow suit. Well, thank you very much for being with us. Our next new program up online tomorrow morning, Thursday, of course, and we'll be up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand for you to hear wherever you want to. With our eye and our focus on public affairs and, of course, public information for you and public service for the entire region, for Western Mass. I'm Brad Shepherd. This program, Brad Shepherd Today, is a service of Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright, all rights reserved.